I'm Vijay Hamilton, and welcome to the Autoimmune Reset, the place for you to learn how to thrive with autoimmune disease and feel empowered to take steps to transform your health to feel better than ever. You can start making changes today to improve your health. So with every episode, my mission is to share with you simple ways to uplevel your diet and lifestyle with key learnings from my own journey reversing autoimmune disease and inspirational stories from those who have reset their autoimmune symptoms and are now thriving in life. I suffered from autoimmune disease for over 25 years and now I live symptom-free, and I wish the same for you as well. So thank you for being here and sharing this time with me. Now let's get started. Hello and welcome to today's Friday Five. I'm your host, Vijay Hamilton. I'm a nutritionist, scientist, and expert in autoimmune disease. And today we're going to be talking about oral allergy syndrome. And you might think, how are we going to talk about this as part of a Friday Five episode? And I am going to be sharing with you five different pollens and other materials that cross-react with foods, and I'll explain more about that as we go through. And obviously, if the episode was just me telling you about a pollen and a cross-reactivity with a food, you might find it a little bit boring, which is why I want to give you the context around this and how it applies to you and why it's important for you to know about this. Even if you don't have oral allergy syndrome, which it can be quite severe for a lot of people, it's just worth knowing that it's that time of year where there are pollens being released. I think around this time and then at the end of summer, we are more exposed to different pollens. And what that does is it can cause our immune systems to become suppressed for some people. So if you're reacting to lots of pollens, it's like you're almost reacting to lots of infections, and it can become a burden on the immune system. And I find that a lot of people with autoimmune diseases like alopecia areata or psoriasis find that they have flares around this time of year, and that's probably one of the reasons for it, even if you don't have oral allergy syndrome. So what is oral allergy syndrome? Well, it's a condition where individuals will experience an allergic reaction in the mouth and throat after consuming certain raw fruits, vegetables, and nuts. And I'm going to explain the reason for that in a moment, but some of the reactions will be an itchy sensation, tingling, swelling of the lips, tongue, and throat. And that's why it can be quite severe, because it can cause your throat to inflame and swell up, and it can restrict breathing. That is quite rare, but it's worth being aware of that if you have experienced this before. I know that I don't really get it anymore, but when I would eat kiwis, there would be kind of a furry feeling in my mouth, and I am sure that was probably linked to this, but it certainly wasn't as severe as oral allergy syndrome. And the reason for this is that there are certain pollens which cross-react with different foods. And when I talk about cross-reactivity, I've talked about it on other podcasts, and you can have cross-reactivity to foods, to viruses, to bacteria, to chemicals. And in this case, the cross-reactivity is between a pollen and a food. So your immune system is reacting to those pollens when it gets released, if you're somebody that does react to pollens. But what can happen is, because that particular pollen has a similar pattern on it to some different types of foods, it means that you react to those foods in the same way you would react to those pollens. And that's why you have this phenomenon called oral allergy syndrome. You might be asking, well, what causes this in the first place? And we don't have a definitive answer to that, but it's more likely to occur in people who have imbalances in their immune system, which are people with autoimmune disease. And it could be somebody without an autoimmune disease, but their immune system is imbalanced for whatever reason. And because your immune system is imbalanced, it becomes more reactive to things, your tolerance goes down, and that's when you start reacting to pollen. So you might find that you have postnasal drip or a stuffy nose, or you might be sneezing more, or you might have an itchy nose or eyes or ears or mouth. Any of these symptoms can be the result of allergies. And I have been working with lots of clients recently where we've been doing allergy testing, which you can do through my clinic. And if you would like to find out more about that, then feel free to get in touch. There's a great test which will look not only at allergies, but also your food sensitivities. So you can test all of those together. If you are finding that you are reacting to lots of different things at the moment, including foods and pollens. Now, what I'm going to go through is the five types of pollen. And I need to caveat here because I'm only going to talk about four pollens and something else, which is quite interesting to know about. But five types of pollens that can cross-react with certain foods, just so you're aware of those. So if you're exposed to those pollens and you find that you react and then you're reacting to these foods as well, then it might be something for you to look into. And I am going to link to an article that I was featured in for Cosmopolitan on this particular subject. So if you do want to read about it in more detail, you can do just by clicking that link in the show notes. So the first type of pollen that can cause this type of cross-reactivity is birch pollen from a silver birch tree. And I have a lovely silver birch tree outside our house, and luckily I don't appear to be reacting to it. But birch pollen can cause cross-reactivity with various different types of foods, including apples, pears, cherries, apricots, kiwis, carrots, celery, almonds, hazelnuts, and walnuts. So that's just one to bear in mind. And the pollens can be released in the springtime. And as I said, that can be when you are more reactive, and also that can cause the immune system to be suppressed. So definitely watch out for that. The other one is grass pollen. So if you find when you go out into fields or you're around a lot of grass pollen and you have a reaction, then this might be one to take note of. So with grass pollen, you can cross-react with tomatoes, potatoes, and peaches. So if you do find that you are having symptoms to grass pollen, then it might be worth exploring whether you have an issue with those foods as well. The next one is ragweed pollen. Now, that type of pollen comes out more at the end of summer rather than now. But ragweed pollen can cross-react with bananas, melons, cucumbers, courgettes, and sunflower seeds. So if any of these are resonating with you, as I said, it's worth exploring. And we'll talk in a moment about what you can do if you feel that this might be an issue for you. The next one is mugwort pollen. Again, this is more of a pollen that is released in the later part of the summer and early autumn, and that can cross-react with celery, carrots, peppers, and sunflower seeds. And you can hear that these are normally very healthy foods. So for example, if you're drinking a lot of celery juice and you're finding you're having a lot of reactivity to that, then this might be something to look into. And it could be other factors, because celery is actually quite an allergenic food. So there are people who will have a specific allergy to celery as well. And then the last one is latex, which I know isn't a pollen, but it's worth knowing that if you have a latex allergy, then you might also have this cross-reactivity with certain foods. And the foods that latex cross-reacts with are bananas, avocados, kiwis, chestnuts, and papayas. So again, look out for any reaction if you do have a latex allergy, because this oral allergy syndrome may be a factor for you. So what are the best ways that you can treat oral allergy syndrome? Well, the first thing is to keep a food and symptom journal so that you can keep track of your foods and you will know whether they're causing an issue for you, because you can keep referring back to this list, especially if you have allergy symptoms during either the spring or the autumn. With oral allergy syndrome, most of the reactivity comes from consuming raw fruits and vegetables. So by cooking these types of foods, you can help to break down the protein structures and patterns. So as I said, the pollen looks similar to a pattern in that food, but when we cook them, it changes the proteins, which means that we're less likely to react to them. And that's why cooking can be extremely helpful. So if you notice you're reacting to raw celery, then perhaps putting it in a bolognese and cooking it instead is going to be better for you to be able to get the nutrients from it. And freezing foods, interestingly, has also been shown to have similar effects because it changes the protein structure of the food. And lastly, you might want to look at why this is happening in the first place. Why is your immune system currently out of balance? Is there something going on in your gut? That's probably the first place to look at, because if there are lots of imbalances going on in the gut, then that's going to cause your immune system to become dysfunctional. And by working on your gut health, you may find that you have more tolerance to these types of foods. And that's where, you know, making sure that you are consuming lots of gut-friendly foods and anti-inflammatory foods and eating foods that are going to nourish your digestive system, like high-fiber foods, bone broth, and fermented foods. But as we all know, maybe your gut isn't in a position to handle those at the moment, and that's where stool testing can be extremely helpful to give you that insight into what is happening in your gut. And if you would like to find out more about that, then feel free to get in touch. And you can also book a free initial consultation with me using the link in the show notes. I'm going to wrap up there. That's all about oral allergy syndrome. Does any of that resonate with you? If so, and you have further questions, then feel free to pop over to my Instagram account, which is at the Autoimmunity Nutritionist, and you can ask me some questions over there. You can also join my free group, the Autoimmune Forum, and you know, I've set that up so that you can share experiences and ask me questions on there. And there's also lots of other resources that you can use to help yourself to take steps to improve your immune system and improve your autoimmune health. So I'll look forward to hearing from you. And if not, have a fantastic weekend and I'll speak to you soon. Take care. Thank you very much for joining me today on the Autoimmune Reset. I really hope you enjoyed the discussion, and be sure to subscribe to the podcast so that you never miss an episode. And if you liked it, I would hugely appreciate a review on iTunes, as it helps me understand what you like about the podcast and to help share the information with more people. I'm excited to speak to you next time. And remember, you have the power to take the reins on your health. So keep the faith and celebrate the small wins. Until next time.